Schools in the city of Detroit are closing for in-person learning as coronavirus cases surge. In fact, many school districts are looking at local caseloads and wondering if they'll have to do the same. In Philadelphia, 10,000 of the city's youngest students were getting ready to go back to school on November 30th when Superintendent William Height reversed course this week and decided to keep the buildings closed. Superintendent Height joins us now. Welcome.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And I know this must have been a hard decision to make, one that you spent plenty of time on, I'm sure. But why did you decide to delay the reopening of your schools?
Yeah, we made the decision using guidance and data from both the Philadelphia Department of Public Health and the Pennsylvania Department of Education and the Pennsylvania Department of Health. And we've always said from the start that we would make these decisions based on science. So there were, quite frankly, two data points that we use that became a part of our decision. And to be specific, those two metrics were the confirmed cases per 100,000 people over a seven-day period. The recommendation is that it should be at 100. Ours had reached 164.7 per 100,000. And the other metric was the positivity rate over a seven-day period. And for the week ending last week, November 5th, that rate was 9.1% and increasing very rapidly. And so we thought instead of trying to bring young people back after the holiday, that we would just put that decision off until those two metrics begin to decline.
I see. Now, two-thirds of your parents had actually already opted to keep their kids at home this fall. But what do you know about the parents that were planning to send their kids back? I mean, these may have been families that can't afford childcare, that need to get back to work.
Yeah, and a hybrid model would have only brought young people back 2 days a week. And what we know about those individuals who were selecting, many of those individuals were instead the individuals who wanted their young people to come back in order to socialize with their peers, to be face-to-face with their teachers, and to gain some in-person experience, particularly for our youngest learners in pre-kindergarten and kindergarten.
Mm. I know the local teachers union is likely thrilled with this decision because they, of course, the teachers were concerned about their own health in the classroom. But as you know, many other districts around the country have opened and that they found that schools haven't actually been a major source of outbreaks in the community. Do you think there's a chance that you're being too conservative, especially with these younger kids?
There is always a chance that we're being too conservative. But in this case, as I indicated, we are guided by the science. And we are going with recommendations from both our local health department and the state health department. And just recently, a children's hospital here in Philadelphia suggested that all Philadelphia area schools go to a virtual program at least for the next several weeks, simply because of the case increases that we're experiencing here. And so while I think, yes, we understand that many schools have gone back and haven't seen the level of cases come through or increase, at a time we are experiencing higher case counts than we have since the epidemic started. And so we thought we would rely and default to safety of our families and safety of our staff members by just delaying that decision.
Many of the buildings in your district in the city are older. Ventilation is an issue. Is that something that you've been able to address while the students have been away?
It is, and we're going to continue to address those issues. And we have the average age of our buildings of 70 years old. And not only are there ventilation issues, there are environmental issues. And we've been able to get in and do a good bit of the environmental abatement, particularly with asbestos-containing materials, lead paint. We've done significant amounts of work around those two things, and we're testing every space to measure the fresh airflow. And so we're doing ventilation assessments in any space that will occupy students or teachers. We are making that information public by schools so that individuals have a clear picture of what the ventilation reports indicate.
Anyone with kids, as you can imagine, this is just a totally disruptive year. It's been awful for everybody trying to navigate this, for you included. I just wonder if you've been able to measure how far behind your kids have fallen academically, how far behind they've fallen socially over the past year now as they're facing this new disruption.
Yes. And so we have been measuring. We have done an initial assessment in kindergarten through 12th grade and looking at those results and determining what some of our young people will need, particularly in English language arts and math. But I'm more worried about the isolation, particularly that our younger children and in many cases our older children are experiencing. And we're hearing from many of our young people how much they miss their peers, they miss the socialization aspects and the communities that are developed when children are in school environments. And so I do worry with that, particularly for our youngest children.
Yeah, but it sounds like you think the risk of COVID is even greater. Superintendent of the School District of Philadelphia, William Height, thank you very much for joining us.
It was my pleasure.